Good morning, everyone. Welcome to OsmoCon Conference 2018. Very happy to see all of you here. I think we can close the door as well now to not entertain the entire hotel. Ah, okay. Yeah, there's also, if you need additional coffee, tea, or water here up front, so please help yourself at any time. If you're in need of a pen or paper, there's also supplies in front. Regarding the water, for our international visitors, Germans like their water bubbly. So if you're looking for natural, still most normal water on the planet, you actually have to look for the natural water. And there's three different types of bottles here, so pay attention if you don't want any fizzy surprises. Yeah, so OsmoCon Conference 2018. How many of you have been there last year? If I could have a quick show of hands. Yeah, so about 60%, I would say, sort of. As you notice, it's unfortunately a smaller setting compared to last year. I'm not sure why that is. It's a bit unfortunate to see that the turnout of the second incarnation of the event is significantly lower. So we are at 34 registrations this year. Last year we were, I think, close to 60, somewhere between 50 and 60, if I remember correctly. So it's, as I said, a bit unfortunate, but nevertheless, a smaller audience doesn't mean a less exciting audience. And also, I think we have the video recordings that are very popular. We can see how often they've been watched on YouTube and on Media CCCDE. So it's not that nobody is interested in what we have to say or what we have done in the OsmoCon project. It's just that maybe the travel and the timing and the cost associated might be a prohibitive factor for some people to attend. So yeah, what has changed from last year? The lessons learned was that many people said one day was too short, so we expanded to 2 days, and 2 days with a less crammed schedule, I hope. Still, it's lots of different topics. We have a new venue. Last year was a bit crammed and lack of ventilation and so on. We didn't have any signs, or not sufficient signs, pointing to the event, so everybody found this place, so I think no issues this time. Like last year, most tickets were actually sold in the 1 to 2 weeks ahead of the event, and that's of course long after you have you make the reservation with the venue and the catering and so on and so on. So that made planning rather difficult. So we introduced the concept of early bird tickets this year, which didn't really work. I think not so many people took advantage of that chance. Okay, it was a try, but apparently also that failed in some way. We have some other changes. We use free software, open source systems to perform the ticket sales and registration, as you have noticed. It's not in the web shop, but it's the Pretix system that we use. And also for conference planning, we use a proper system now. We had a call for proposals and schedule planning and so on that also. I think it was slightly better than the experience last year, where basically there was almost no proposals after the CFP. This year we had a couple of them. Unfortunately, not all of them really on topic for the event. So So in the end, in the OsmoCon team and at SysmoCon, we were basically putting together what we think might be interesting as the topics. So if you're not happy with the schedule, well, please follow with the call for proposals at the next event and help us to improve the topics to your liking. Yeah, so the early announcement that we had this year, I don't actually remember when exactly it was, unfortunately didn't help in terms of leading to many CFP results or registrations and so on. The ticket discount didn't really help. And the low turnout. But okay, anyway, I'm not disappointed and I'm not trying to get into some kind of depressed mood. As I said, we have the video recordings and we have our trusted friends here at the event. So why the low turnout? Maybe everybody is interested in 4G, 5G only these days. But then the what we see at Sysmocom from our commercial users tells a quite different story. We get still tons of inquiries related to 2G. Ticket pricing might be considered too high, but then we had the community discounts for 70 euros, which is I don't think even cost covering for the hotel here, the seat at the venue. So it's subsidized by the other tickets, which I thought is actually a good idea, and so on. Is the program not relevant? Well, if you have any suggestions, please let us know. Might be the wrong time of the year. Last year we had it in April. Maybe that has some effect on schedule plannings. Or 2017 was so bad that people didn't want to come back, but then a lot of people have been last year and attended this year again. Yeah, so anyway, as I said, lots of open questions, but let's not too much worry about it, and enjoy 2 days of conference with, I personally think, a great program. So some organizational parts. This is the venue where we are, the plot. So we are at the conference area in the lower right corner. That's the hallway here. Here is where the coffee break and the registration happened. The lunch will be then over here in the restaurant called Alvis. And in case you're looking for Wi-Fi, the network name is Connect4AH. And there's a password, but it's a captive portal. So it's not a WPA password or something, but you have to go to the captive portal. The details are also on the back of your registration badge. Yeah, washrooms are to be found downstairs, which means you need to walk all the way to the lobby, and then in the lobby there is a staircase here, basically, down into the basement, and then there's washrooms. So if you have any other questions or need assistance, please do let us know or ask at the reception of the hotel. There is a social event dinner tonight. It's at a restaurant called Nolle, and the address is given here. It should also be on your ticket for those of you who printed the ticket. It's from 7 p.m. onwards, and it's in walking distance. I think some popular services claim 7 minutes of walking. So our hotel is up here, and basically it's where the red dot is in the lower right corner here. So basically we have to walk through to the local train station, Friedrichstraße, and then basically we can go through the entire station and exit at the other exit, and then we are there at the venue. We will walk. Yeah. So if you haven't arrived here by public transport, it may be difficult to find this, but of course we will walk as a group, so or ask somebody local in case you are arriving from different location. In any case, the address is here. So, okay, the schedule. Well, I guess everybody had a look at the schedule, so I didn't copy and paste it from the website or open the browser here now. We have a number of exciting talks coming up. Unfortunately, we had to change some of the talks for today. So originally there was one talk about the 34C3 event review. That's the GSM network that was operated at the 34th Chaos Communication Congress in last December. And a talk about KPIs so performance indicators and counters and statistics in Osmocom that was canceled due to unavailability of the speaker. So we had to swap in some other talks. We now have one talk about 10 years of Osmocom, just a review of how things have developed. And there is a Osmocom developer panel today, which is basically a couple of developers here, and we try to get some discussion going and with questions and answers and so on. Yeah, so if you were interested in one of those two topics, my apologies, but it was a rather last minute cancellation. And before we go on with the actual event, I'd like to express my thanks to Heike and Maike for the logistics operations back office getting this event going. Of course, a big thanks to the speakers who are presenting here. Also, a very big thanks to the C3 WOC, the Video Operations Center, for doing the highly professional audio and video recordings. We also have a live stream this year, which we didn't, I think, last year. This is new. So people can watch online in near real time, soft real time. Of course, also thanks to the Sysmocom customers who tolerate the dip in productivity that is related to this event. Okay, do we have some questions right now before we go ahead with the first talk? Just a general announcement. If you do have questions, please wait for the microphone to be handed to you so that we have the question on the recording as well as the answer. If you're a speaker and the question was not on the recording, please try to remember to repeat the question so it is on the recording, even though the question, the original question, was not.